Dixie King, coached by Neil Roberts. Over the period of 5 years, 7-3 in favor of Dixie. That pretty well completes the pregame show. We'll be back with the starting lineups and more activity after this. Back at the Dixie College Gymnasium, the starting lineup being introduced, of course, Paul Gardner, 6'3 freshman from Provo High School. He definitely comes out of a winning program. Mark Matthews, a 6'5 sophomore, native of Idaho. Matthews, young man from Rexburg, Idaho, homegrown sort. Up front will be Jeff Schofield, 6'8 freshman out of Clearfield High School. Jeff Anderson, a 6'6 sophomore out of Skyline High School. And Ken Cragen, 6'8" sophomore out of San Jose, California. Cragen, one of the tough ball players, helped give Ricks the one-point victory in overtime 3 years ago in Rexburg. And so it's going to be a dandy. Dixie versus Ricks. Now for Dixie College, Maxwell and Sean Anderson starting in the backcourt. Up front, Rich Gramillion, Wes Hymus, and Dan Bell. And Coach Neil Roberts hoping to find the right combination, the hot combination, to get his team off and running. Got ready to jump at center court, Rich Gramillion versus number 54, Ken Cragen. Cragen and Gramillion to jump at center court. Coach Ronnie Bagland of Snow College is here along with his assistant. Tomorrow night, Ricks has to go to Ephraim to take on the Badgers. And so this is a tough road trip for any ball club in the conference. Normally you travel in pairs and get pairs to play. And it's Dixie and Snow on the road. And that's a tough, tough matchup. Cap controlled by Dixie, but into the hands of Ricks College. Cragen leaves it on the angle. It goes to number 44, Jeff Anderson. Out in front to Cragen. At the right angle, Jeff Schofield. Long jump shot, no good. For the rebound, Dan Bell gets position quickly to Sean Anderson. Anderson, who played at Ricks College 3 years ago, drives to the basket. His shot is blocked by Cragen. Out in front it comes to Wes Hymus. Quickly to Robert Maxwell. A shot-blocking ball club. Ricks, big and rough. Dan Bell at the angle to Sean Anderson. Anderson looks for help, makes the move, down the keyhole, drives, lays it up too hard, rebound, off the hands of Gramillion, picked up by Bell, shot no good, rebound on the floor, struggle for it, taken away by Jeff Anderson, no travel call. Anderson took it away from Dan Bell. Dixie had the layup and missed it. At the point, it goes to Paul Gardner. At the angle, jump shot up by Matthews, no good, long rebound, taken by Dan Bell, throws it right into the hands of number 11, Paul Gardner, reaching in. Well, correction. The officials call a timeout. Jeff Anderson, on a struggle for the rebound, lost his balance and went crunching to the ground, comes up, shaken, may have a bloody nose. Jeff Anderson, an official's timeout. Anderson up, bumped his nose pretty good. Neil Roberts down to talk to Jeff Anderson. Anderson smiling briefly. Roberts pats him on the... Never mind. Get patted on the never mind. Well, you've got the idea. Into the lineup, Brad Gardner to replace Jeff Anderson. That could hurt Ricks. Zone defense, 3-2 zone by Dixie. At the point, it goes to Paul Gardner. Into the corner, Brad Gardner. In deep, Cragen, under pressure, turns around with the right hand, overshoots the basket, foul on Dixie. Who does it go to? It looks like Gramillion. Number 34, Rich Gramillion, comes up with a personal foul. That's number one on Gramillion. To the free throw line will go Ken Cragen. Cragen, rugged young man from San Jose, California. Every bit as muscular as he was before he left for his mission, if not a little bit more so. Good shooter, good ball player. Shot up, soft and good. And the first point of the ball game with 18:52 left in the first half belongs to Ricks. 1-0. The Vikings out in front. Jeff Anderson trying to get the nosebleed stopped, bloody nose stopped along the sidelines. Looking a little shaken. 2-0 as Cragen hits the second. Robert Maxwell on the drive against the man-to-man defense by Ricks to the high post to Gramillion. Looks for help. Gramillion wants to make the move. Can't find anybody. Now Hymus at the angle. Knocked away by Brad Gardner. Tough Ricks ball club. Out in front it goes to Dan Bell. Indeed, it goes to Gramillion. Head fakes. Leans in with the right hand and good. Rich Gramillion went around Cragen, lifted it up and under it, over and through, and 2-2 tie, 18:22 left in the first half. At the angle, it goes to Brad Gardner against Wes Hymus, man-to-man defense by Dixie now. At the point, Schofield. At the left angle, now it comes to Matthews, down the keyhole. Cragen puts it up, banks it too hard, high for the rebound, Wes Hymus. Hymus leaves it for Maxwell. Quickly in the forecourt, Maxwell at the angle, looks for help. Into the corner, it goes to Dan Bell. Bell at the left angle to Wes Imus. Makes the move on Brad Gardner. Takes the 10-footer short. High for the rebound. Dan Bell whirls with the right hand. Spot. Blocked. And spiked down. Foul goes to number 32, Schofield. Let's double check. If it is Schofield, or is it on Cragen? It's on Cragen. Cragen ran into foul trouble as a freshman down here in St. George and became a non-entity in the ball game, and that was the key to Dixie coming up with a big win against Rick 3 years ago. Dan Bell shooting very well from the free throw line, especially over the last few ball games, trying to break the tie. Shot good. Dixie has their first lead of the ball game, 3-2. Dan Bell on the year shooting just under 75% from the free throw line. He is normally about a 60% free throw shooter. They changed his shot in practice sessions, and Bell has been tough ever since. 4-2, Dixie with the first lead of the ball game for the Rebels. Full court pressure, Maxwell taking on Paul Gardner. Paul Gardner cruising into forecourt, low dribble. Backdoor play goes to Jeff Anderson, who's back into the lineup, and Anderson gets it. Good pass from Gardner to Jeff Anderson, and it's a 4-4 tie. Maxwell looks for help. Jeff Anderson, the leading scorer for the Vikings. In deep, it goes to Vermillion. Around, up and under, travel call, yes indeed. Vermillion took one step too many. Turnover by Dixie. Out of bounds to Ricks College, and Robert Maxwell put on the full court pressure. Ball thrown away right into the hands of Bell. Bell leans in, right hands it up. No good. There is a foul, and it will go to Paul Gardner. Bell not too graceful tonight, but doing the job. Bell will be shooting too. 4-4 tie. Second team foul on Ricks College. The inbounds pass just thrown away. Robert Maxwell putting the pressure on, and it was thrown right into the hands of Bell. Bell to shoot two. Bell, 2-for-2 tonight. Steadies himself, and the first shot is up and good. Dan Bell taking his time. Oh, that home cooking. When you get a chance to play in your own floor, there is sudden silence when you go to shoot the free throw. Fans still coming in. We may have a packed house yet. There's still a few seats on the south side of the gym. Second shot up and good by Bell. 6-4. Dixie with a 2-point lead. Quickly into forecourt. Jeff Anderson, long-armed young man, a late bloomer, good ball player. At the left side, it goes to Paul Gardner. Long jump shot, too long. High for the rebound is Gramillion. It hit the guy wires above the basket. Out of bounds to Dixie. High bounce off the back of the rim, hit the guy wires above the basket, and Dixie has the ball out of bounds. 6-4, Dixie out in front. Jump shot, Maxwell from the angle, good. Robert Maxwell comes down and drills it. Maxwell with his first basket. Dixie with an 8-4 lead. Jeff Anderson to cruise into forecourt against Wes Imus. Dixie anxious to get this win. Anderson gets the screen, suddenly picked out by Bell. Anderson almost fouled. Anderson now making the move on Bell. Falls away with a right-hander. Good, Jeff Anderson. Anderson reminds you a little bit of Ron Entz. He plays with that same sort of disjointed fashion. Sean Anderson at the angle. It goes to Wes Imus. Imus out in front. Dan Bell. Bell looks for help. Wants to get it in deep. Does so to Gramillion. Whirls to the basket. Shot up. Hangs and falls. Gramillion, second basket. Make it 10-6. Dixie out in front by 4. Anderson will be guarded by Wes Imus. Imus trying to make Anderson go left. Anderson does not dribble that well with the left hand. Long pass in deep to Cragen. Whirls against Gramillion with the right hand. Good, Ken Cragen. And Cragen puts it up and in. Make it 10-8, 2-point lead, Dixie. Maxwell quickly into forecourt, holds up at the angle it goes to Bell. Wants to get it in deep, cannot. Bell out in front, it goes to Sean Anderson, trying to find somebody in deep to Bell in the keyhole. Puts it up, block, into the hands of Sean Anderson, down the keyhole with the right hand. Soft, not enough. Rebound, Cragen. Baseball pass up court goes to Mark Matthews. Jump shot from 10. Matthews, good. Tie ball game. Mark Matthews makes it a 10-10 tie. Maxwell quickly into forecourt. Dixie playing just a little hesitantly, but this is a good ball club. Imus, shovel pass to Sean Anderson. Bang shot, no good. Followed by Gramillion. Good. Rich Gramillion. Basket number 3. And Gramillion playing like a horse underneath, I should say. He is strong and playing that way tonight. Paul Gardner picked up by Maxwell. Man-to-man defense by Dixie. 12-10 lead. Rebels out in front. In deep, it goes to Matthews. Making the move, fouled with the body by Sean Anderson. Common foul. That's team foul number 2 on Dixie. Personal number 1 on Sean Anderson. Sean a little frustrated. Not really getting a good angle on his layups, and he would love to play well against his old school, Ricks College. Sean Anderson played as a freshman 3 years ago. To inbounds, Matthews inbounds it quickly to Craig, and making the move on Bell. Turn around with the right hand, in and out. With the rebound, Robert Maxwell. Maxwell quickly into forecourt, trying to get the early offense. Jump shot from 25, around and out. Rebound on the floor, through the hands of Sean Anderson. Touched last by whom? Touched last by Sean Anderson. Deflected by Schofield off the fingertips of Sean Anderson. Some protests from the Dixie fans, and Dixie fans still coming in. But it's out of bounds to Ricks. Dixie with a narrow two-point lead, 12-10. Ricks led 2-0. Dixie is led by four, and my suspicion this is the way the game's going to be the rest of the night. Matthews intended in deep for Craig and thrown away. Gary Gardner up stamping the foot. Gardner has that same little stamp that Doug Allred used to use when he was coaching Dixie College. Maxwell at the angle to Sean Anderson. In deep it goes to Hymas. Turn around from five. Hymas, good! Assist to Sean Anderson. Basket, Wes Hymas. Make it 14-10. Dixie by four again. Quickly into forecourt. Paul Gardner against Robert Maxwell. Gardner out in front. It goes to Jeff Schofield. At the left angle, Jeff Anderson. Anderson gets the screen pass. Cross court goes to Schofield. Jump shot over Glamillion. Off to the left, followed by Cragen. Cragen got through for the layup. Cragen, good offensive rebound for two. 14-12. Bell in the corner. Looks for help. There's it out in front, Robert Maxwell. Maxwell to Wes Hymas. Dixie still appears to be a little tense, and so does Ricks College. Hymas at the left angle to Dan Bell. Dixie wants this one badly. Bell starting to make the move. Now dishes it out in front to Sean Anderson. Anderson on the motion offense, trying to be patient, trying to get the good pass. Gets it to Robert Maxwell. Sticky man-to-man defense by Ricks. Maxwell again. At the point, makes the move on Paul Gardner. Can't get the shot away. Into the corner, it goes to Dan Bell. In deep, it goes to Hymas. Whirls with the right hand. Shovel pass. Glamillion, two! Hymas, head faked, then found Glamillion. Got the good pass to him, and it's 16-12. Dixie by four. 13-34. Assist Hymas, basket Glamillion. Four baskets already for Glamillion. All alone at 10, Cragen shot too long. Rebound Schofield with the right hand. No good. Rebound Wes Hymas. Hymas took it away from Glamillion, and Hymas getting a little winded, working hard. John Bauckham gets off the bench, signals to Coach Neil Roberts that he's getting tired, ready to come in. Will be Tom Knight, an outstanding forward, freshman forward for Ricks. Sean Anderson to the baseline to Dan Bell, trying to find somebody, cannot get it to anybody. Now to Robert Maxwell, left angle to Wes Hymas. Hymas, low post, shovel pass to Dan Bell, drops the ball, picks it up again. Bell. Head fakes, now gets it to Maxwell under pressure. Double team on Maxwell. Maxwell bounce pass, deflected, picked up by Rich Glamillion. 12:49 left in the first half. 16-12. It's going to be a tight one tonight. Sean Anderson. Anderson looks for help to Glamillion. All alone at 10. Glamillion shot short. Rebound brought down by Jeff Anderson. Anderson, good shot blocker, good rebounder. Cruising into forecourt against Wes Hymas. Anderson down the keyhole, drives, lays it up and in. And Jeff Anderson has basket number three. Cuts the margin to two, 16-14. Every basket's going to be important for both teams tonight. Sean Anderson looks for help. Nobody moving, now gets it to Robert Maxwell. Tight defense by Ricks. Maxwell drives, puts it up from 10, banks it in. Maxwell, nicknamed E.T. by his teammates, shot that one a little like E.T., just reached out with the long fingers and banked it in. 18-14. Counted anyway. As long as it goes through, it counts for two. Pass, give and go. Knocked away from Paul Gardner. Deflected by Robert Maxwell off of Gardner's knee. Good defensive play. Into the lineup comes Todd Morrison. In comes number 33, Tom Knighting, the 6'8 freshman for Ricks. In for Dixie comes Gordon Anderson. In comes John Bauckup. Ricks has a very strong bench, and this may be a battle of the benches tonight. Dixie and Ricks. Man-to-man defense picking up Maxwell at near the top of the key, or near midcourt, is Morrison. Quickly to Sean Anderson at the angle. Into the corner goes to John Bauckham. Underneath, Dan Bell, one bounce dribble, puts it up, block, and there's a foul. Foul goes to Knighting. Knighting picks up personal number one. And to the free throw line will go Dan Bell. Bell has spent a lot of time at the free throw line tonight. 4-for-4 so far. The only free throws for Dixie. Gary Gardner out pleading the case with Doug Allred. A very physical team, Ricks College. Dixie can be the same. Dan Bell shooting two. Only the 13th foul against Ricks College. First shot is good by Bell. 5 points on the night, all from the free throw line. A couple of Rick's ball players. Apparently, there's still a little bit of problem with some injuries. Second shot, no good by Bell. Rebound on the floor, picked up by Brad Gardner. Brad Gardner back into the lineup, quickly into forecourt to the baseline. Head fakes Todd Morrison. Back to good Brad Gardner. Top of the key, Jeff Anderson. Shot soft, not enough. Rebound brought right back out by Todd Morrison, and he puts it up and in from 5 feet. Morrison, instead of going right back to the basket, head fake, brought it back out, and then took the 10-footer. 19-16, Dixie by three. Maxwell starts to make the drive. Brad Gardner got in the way of Maxwell. It's a blocking foul, common foul. Personal foul number one on Brad Gardner, fourth team foul. Common foul out of bounds to Dixie in forecourt. 11:20 left in the first half. It's 19-16. We might have a half-decent scoring game anyway. John Bauckham underneath. It goes to Bell. Bell loses it. Has the ball knocked away. Picked up by Gordon Anderson. His shot blocked. Rebound taken away by Jeff Schofield. Dan Bell reaching in. Picks up the foul. That's number one on Bell. 13 foul on Dixie. Bell reached right across the basketball and got wrist. 11:13 left in the first half. 19-16. We have a dandy. Dixie out in front by three over Ricks College. Brad Gardner to bring the ball up court with Tom Knighting, 6'8". Now Knighting goes in deep, replacing Kraken. Into the corner to Morrison, back out in front of Brad Gardner. Lob pass stolen by Gordon Anderson, but thrown away right to Todd Morrison, who gets it to Knighting. Slam dunk. Knighting grabs a technical on Knighting. Knighting got the slam dunk. Got called with a technical for grabbing the rim, a kind of a ticky-tack technical. It didn't look like he really grabbed it, but the officials called it. 19-18, 1 point lead, and Dixie will have the free throw and the ball out of bounds. It will only cost Ricks one extra point. Otherwise, it's Dixie's ball anyway. Sean Anderson with a string of 24 consecutive free throws. Trying to make it 25, does so. Sean Anderson with a string of 25 free throws going now for Dixie. 20-18, Dixie by two. And Dixie has the ball out of bounds with 10:59 left in the first half of play. John Bauckham gets it to Robert Maxwell near midcourt. 2-3 zone by Ricks College. Dixie by two. Robert Maxwell wants to attack that zone now. At the angle, it goes to John Bauckham, trying to find somebody underneath, like Bell or Gordon Anderson. Out in front to the point to Robert Maxwell. At the left side, it goes to Sean Anderson. Sean Anderson looks for help. To the point to Robert Maxwell. Penetrates, can't get the shot away. Bounce pass goes to Sean Anderson. Baseline, can't get the shot away. Trying to get it in deep to Dan Bell. Instead, comes out in front to Gordon Anderson. To the point, Robert Maxwell. Left angle, Sean Anderson. Head fakes. Ball knocked away. Stolen on the floor off the fingertips of whom? Knighting or off of the fingertips of Dixie? Knighting touched it last. Scramble for the basketball, and this is going to be a tense one, no matter how you figure it. 20-18. Dixie by two against an undefeated team. Into the corner, Sean Anderson, jump shot, no good. Rebound brought down by Knighting. Knighting, rugged young man, a little on the slender side, but he's wiry. At the point, Brad Gardner, jump shot off to the left, no good. Rebound on the floor, picked up by Todd Morrison. Morrison, jump pass cross court, goes to Schofield. Schofield wants to make the move, cannot. On the left side, it goes to Jeff Anderson. In deep to Knighting. Lays it up and in. Knighting with his second basket. Knighting, good percentage shooter. One of the best in the conference. Ties the ball game at 20. 9:55 left in the first half. To the high post, it goes to Dan Bell. Bell looks for help to John Bauckham. Looks he's still playing a little tentative. Not loosened up yet. To Sean Anderson. In deep to Gordon Anderson. Turn around with the left hand. It's blocked away. No goaltending call. To Sean Anderson. Jump shot. Good. Sean Anderson. Struggle with his shooting, finally breaks the seal and has points 2 and 3. 22-20, Dixie by two. 9:30 left in the first half. Dixie now into a 3-2 zone. Lob cross court into the corner to Morrison. Todd Morrison, good ball player. To the point to Brad Gardner, back to Todd Morrison. In deep, it goes to Knighting. Turn around with the right hand over Bauckham. Shot no good. Rebound on the floor. Taken away by Dixie, but there's a foul. And I believe it goes to Gordon Anderson. Gordon Anderson with personal number one. Should be the fourth team foul. Common foul out of bounds to Dixie in forecourt. Wes Hymus ready to come in. Hymus in. Dan Bell coming out. 22-20. Dixie by two. Ken Cragen back in. Jeff Schofield out. So 6'8 and 6'8 up front. Ricks, big rugged team. They can run. Not a great fast breaking team, but they get the good early offense shot. 9:17 left in the first half. Inbounds comes to Brad Gardner. Dixie quickly into that 3-2 zone. Brad Gardner looks for help. To the baseline it goes. Tom Knighting, jump shot too long. High for the rebound. Brad Gardner puts it up. No good. High for the rebound. Gordon Anderson leads the pass to John Bauckham. Bauckham, lead pass intended for Sean Anderson. Knocked out of bounds by Ricks. Good recovery by Jeff Anderson on defense to knock the ball away. John Bauckham to take it out of bounds for Dixie. 22-20. Dixie hanging on to a two-point lead. Bauckham inbounds into the corner to Sean Anderson. One bounce dribble, looks for help. In deep it goes Gordon Anderson. Jump shot, no good. High for the rebound, Wes Hymus. And a foul will go to Wes Hymus up the back and over Ricks College. Two ball players bumping into Hymus, and between the three of them is quite a collision. But Hymus gets the foul. That's number one on Hymus, 15 foul on Dixie, 14 fouls on Ricks. 9 minutes left, 22-20, Dixie by two. Brad Gardner, blonde-haired young man, I believe from Blackfoot, Idaho. Yes, indeed. At the angle, it goes to Jeff Anderson, to the point to Brad Gardner on the right side. Dixie with that 3-2 zone, almost a matchup situation, the way they extend that out. Lob underneath Cragen, alley-oop, and Cragen puts it in. Good pass from Ricks. Assist to Brad Gardner, and Ken Cragen gets the basket, tied at 22. At the angle, John Bauckham can't get the shot away to Gordon Anderson. Out in front it goes to Robert Maxwell. Top of the key, jump shot. Good, Robert Maxwell. Just barely creeped over the top of that rim, the front of that rim, but it went through. 24-20. Dixie by two again. 3-2, 3-2 zone. Pass in deep to Cragen. Clears it out in front quickly to Brad Gardner. Passes the ball well, and Brad Gardner gets the basket. One thing Ricks has to do is pass the ball well on that zone, and they did. Robert Maxwell at the angle. Ball knocked away from Sean Anderson by Brad Gardner. Feeds it quickly to Jeff Anderson. Lead pass to Morrison. Too big, thrown away. Ricks had the fast break after the steal. Couldn't convert. Into the lineup comes Rich Gramillion, Gordon Anderson to go out. Gordon Anderson, by the way, became engaged to be married just before the trip to California. And as far as I know, that engagement stands. 24-24, tie ball game. Dixie with the basketball. Sean Anderson trying to find somebody underneath, and Ken Cragen muscling with Rich Gramillion gets the foul away from the basket. Gary Gardner wants to talk. That's number two on Cragen. The first man with two personal fouls on either side. That's a 15 foul on Ricks. Five on each side, 7:57 left in the first half of play, a 24-24 ball game, and it looks very similar to the game we had last year. Tight ball game, and lob underneath to Gramillion. Gramillion knocked away, no foul called, and Neil Roberts is livid, and I don't blame him. Long jump shot by Morrison is good. Coming the other way, Cragen gave a shove to Rich Gramillion. Gramillion ended up flat on his face, and Ricks gets the lead, 26-24 at the angle. John Bauckham. Bauckham looks for help. Lob cross court. Sean Anderson, jump shot from 10. Shot too hard. Rebound, Brad Gardner. Knocked away by Sean Anderson. Picked up by Brad Gardner again. Gardner loses the ball, picks it up on the dribble again. Dixie. Key break right there as Ricks got away with a little shoving underneath. Morrison, baseline jump shot. Good. Todd Morrison. And suddenly a four-point lead. Morrison 6 points off the bench. 28-24. 7:16 left in the first half. Maxwell to Sean Anderson. Sean Anderson along the baseline. Looks for help. Out in front, Robert Maxwell. Maxwell. Jump shot from the angle. Deflected by Cragen. Foul on Cragen. Cragen followed through and picks up personal foul number three. Cragen has a history of picking up fouls in St. George. Ken Cragen with his third personal foul. Big trouble for Ricks College. Jeff Schofield into the lineup. Not as big as it used to be because Cragen now has plenty of backup. At the free throw line, Robert Maxwell. Maxwell to shoot. Gary Gardner hollering that it was after the shot. The officials say no way for Maxwell with two free throws. Dixie has shot a lot of two-shot fouls. 16 foul on Ricks. Dixie will be shooting 1-1 the rest of the half. Maxwell, good. Maxwell with 7 points so far. A tense ball game. You can feel the tension in the crowd. You can feel it on the floor. 28-25, second shot up. Too hard. Rebound brought down by Knighting. Dixie trailing by three. Pass at the angle goes to Brad Gardner. Gardner looks for help. Almost throws it away, gets it to Jeff Anderson. Picked up quickly by John Bauckham. Jeff Anderson making the move on Bauckham. Lob pass, almost thrown away. Deflected, picked up by Maxwell. Stolen by Rich Gramillion. Quickly to Wes Hymus. Hymus tries to get the pass away. Travel call on Hymus. Bothered by Brad Gardner from behind. And Dixie trying to get the fast break. commits the turnover. 6:45 left in the first half, and Ricks trying to break this game open. Ricks, as talented a ball club as we've ever seen from Rexburg. Brad Gardner looks for help at the angle. It goes to Jeff Anderson. In deep, it goes to Schofield. Backing in, turning around against Heim. A shot no good. Rebound, Rich Gramillion. Gramillion leaves it for Robert Maxwell. 28-25, quickly into forecourt. Sean Anderson. Bounce pass, kicked away by Jeff Anderson. Out of bounds to Dixie in forecourt. Sean Anderson trying to get the bounce pass in deep to Hymus. Gary Gardner still hollering that it shouldn't have been a shooting violation. Robert Maxwell inbounds pass, top of the key, jump shot, good. Robert Maxwell. Maxwell with 9 points, 28-27. Ricks by one. Brad Gardner against Sean Anderson. Gardner pulls up short at the free throw line and hits it. Brad Gardner, good shooter. Gardner with his second basket. Make it 30-27. Robert Maxwell the other way to John Bauckham. Jump shot from the angle. Banks in. John Bauckham. 30-29. Ricks by 1 point with 5:56 left in the first half of play. Brad Gardner whirls against Sean Anderson at the angle. It goes to Todd Morrison against Maxwell to the baseline. Morrison shot blocked by Gramillion. Gramillion with the big right paw brings it down to Wes Hymus. Hymus to walk it into forecourt. No, leaves it for Robert Maxwell. He'll do the honors. 30-29. Ricks by one to John Bauckham at the angle. Trying to find somebody in deep to Gramillion. High post. Gramillion in the keyhole to Sean Anderson. Making the move. Pass underneath. Gramillion lays it up and in. Gramillion gets the basket. Gramillion was in that keyhole a long time. About 5 seconds. But Dixie got the advantage. Byron Vitoy ready to come in for Dixie. Pass in deep to Jeff Anderson. Shot blocked by Bauckham. Out of bounds. Down goes Jeff Anderson. Bauckham from behind blocked the shot by Jeff Anderson. And that's something Jeff Anderson's been doing all year. Into the lineup comes Matthews. Coming out is Morrison. Into the lineup comes Byron Vitoy for the first time tonight for Dixie. Inbounds, it comes to Jeff Anderson making the move. Offensive foul, Jeff Anderson leans into Vitoy. Gary Gardner upset. Jeff Anderson gets personal foul number one. Turnover by Ricks, 31-30. 1 point lead by Dixie. Vitoy didn't really have position, but Jeff Anderson leaned into him, and that's why the officials called it. Robert Maxwell against that 2-3 zone to John Bauckham. Bauckham looks for help. Out in front, Maxwell. High post pass, deflected, stolen by Brad Gardner. Out in front of everybody is Matthews. Lays it up too hard. Here comes Maxwell the other way. 4-on-4, Maxwell at the angle to Hymus. Hymus to Bauckham at the baseline. Wants to make the move. Running right-hander, spiked away, goaltending. 33-30. Dixie out in front. 4:52 left in the first half. Timeout Ricks. Back in 60 seconds.
The taxes cost of being ill with a policy from Galen Hepler at Hepler Levitt Insurance Agency. Now give Galen a call at 628-1663 or see them at 65 North, 100 East in St. George.
Chuck's Auto deals in dependable transportation. Chuck's Auto is the place to go and the people to know. If you're looking for better mileage or a better looking car, see the dependable used car dealer Chuck's Auto across the street from the Steak Center on Bluff Street in St. George. If the used car they take in trade can't be dependably fixed, Chuck's Auto doesn't even offer it for sale. This winter, make sure of trouble-free driving with a reliable used car from Chuck's Auto. Chuck's Auto Sales in St. George.
33-30. 3-point lead by Dixie College. And at the... Let's double check. Ricks will have the basketball out of bounds, or will it be Dixie? I forgot. That's getting exciting. 33-30. It'll be Ricks out of bounds. Full court pressure for Dixie College against Ricks. Inbounds comes to Brad Gardner. Gardner making the move quickly around Vitoy. Drives right to the baseline. Lays it up too hard. Rattles around. Rebound Schofield. Right hands it up. No good. Rebound. Knighting. Foul will go to Vitoy, I believe. Leaning in on Knighting. Personal foul to Vitoy. Going after the rebound. Picks up personal foul number one. Out of bounds to Ricks College under their own basket. To inbounds, Matthews to Knighting out in front to Brad Gardner at the right angle. to Matthews. Jump shot in and no good. Rebound put up by Brad Gardner. Rattled around and Brad Gardner follows it up and through. It looked like it was going to go in and then rattled right out first, but Gardner followed it in. 33-32, Dixie by one. Dixie going a little bit with a high post stack. Jump pass from Gramillion to Bauckham. Head fakes right along the baseline. Shot up, no good. Foul will go to Ricks. Blocking the shot was Schofield, but getting him with the body was also Schofield. Oh, correction, number 33, Knighting, not Schofield. Knighting with his second personal foul. And to the free throw line will be Bauckham to shoot two. Bauckham on the year shooting 55.2%, but that's been a slow upgrade. Over the last few ball games, it's been closer to 70%. Shot up and good by Bauckham. Bauckham with point number five on the night. Dixie by two, 34-32. Ready to come into the lineup is Brian Fink, a 6'8 freshman from Redding, California. Second shot by Bauckham, up too hard. Rebound brought down by Jeff Anderson. But Bauckham hits one out of two. Brad Gardner picked up by Byron Vitoy, 34-32. Dixie by two, out in front. It comes to Schofield, driving with the right-hand shot. No good, travel call on Schofield. Took one step too many. Into the lineup comes Fink for Ricks. Coming out is Knighting. Knighting, good-looking, rugged young ball player. Gary Gardner pleading his case to the officials. Vitoy and Maxwell. Vitoy actually working as a guard right now. Maxwell across the 10-second line. Looks for help at the left angle. It goes to John Bauckham. Bauckham cross court to Wes Hymus. Hymus on the left side. It goes to Bauckham. Long jump shot. Bauckham shot too long. Rebound on the floor. Bauckham right back through the basket. Shot up. No good. Rebound. Bauckham puts it up. No good, but there's a foul underneath on the rebound. Who does it go to? Tough call. Apparently it will go to Fink. It looked like, I couldn't tell whether they were signaling Fink or Schofield. Gardner upset. To the free throw line is Vitoy to shoot 1-1. The next foul by Dixie will put Ricks in the 1-1 also. 3:48 left in the first half, 34-32. Dixie by two, shot by Vitoy, too hard. Long rebound brought down by Fink. So Vitoy misses his first free throw. Gardner across the 10-second line against Vitoy. At the left angle, it goes to Matthews. Matthews under pressure. Quickly left side. Long jump shot. Jeff Anderson in and out. High for the rebound. Rich Gramillion. Ball stolen by Schofield. Schofield out in front to Anderson. Cross court. It goes to Matthews. Long jump shot. No good. High for the rebound. Gramillion. Quickly on the wing. Robert Maxwell. Fast break. Maxwell to Bauckham for two. Brad Gardner committed early to Maxwell. And Maxwell fouled Bauckham on the right side. Gardner against Vitoy. Gardner whirls against Vitoy. Can't get the shot away. 36-32. Dixie by four. Lob out in front. Goes to Matthews in deep low post to Schofield. Offensive foul drawn by Schofield. And that was an acting job by Wes Hymus. Hymus got a little contact and then fell backwards. A little bit of an acting job. Gary Gardner up and angry, but Hymus drew the foul from Jeff Schofield. Number one on Schofield. Dixie with the basketball. Maxwell looks for help to the high post to Gramillion. Gramillion trying to find somebody underneath. His pass deflected, stolen by Ricks. Schofield coming back against Maxwell. Schofield with a right hand shot, no good. Foul goes to Gramillion. Reaching in with the right hand. 36-32, 2:48 left in the first half of play. 36-32. Dixie committing the foul, number two on Gramillion, and shooting two will be Jeff Schofield. Schofield without a point so far tonight. Shot up and in and out, no good. Jeff Schofield misses the first. Ricks College is 2 for 3 from the free throw line now. Second shot by Schofield, up and no good. Misses two. Rebound, Fink. Shot blocked. Tapped by Gardner, no good. Brad Gardner, that is. Rebound, John Bauckham. Lead pass, Robert Maxwell. To the basket, misses. Followed by Bauckham, no good. Rebound brought down by Ricks. Fast break the other way. Morrison back into the lineup. Jump pass. Goes to Jeff Anderson. Drives for two. So Ricks College could have fallen down by six. Instead, come back to within two. 36-34. Dixie out in front. Wes Hymus at the angle. Looks for help. Lob cross court. Goes to John Bauckham. Bauckham, one bounce dribble, starts to make the drive to the basket. Layback shot. Hank falls. Will it count? No basket. Rebound. Offensive foul called on Bauckham. Jeff Anderson got the position. Take the basket away. Turn the ball over to Ricks College. And the Dixie fans are up and angry. 2:12 left in the ball, first half of this ball game. And Ricks with a chance to tie. Neil Roberts' turn to give the officials an earful. 2:08 left in this first half. And we have a dandy. Oh, that's an understatement. Morrison against Maxwell. Out in front it goes to Jeff Anderson against Bauckham. At the right side, it goes to Schofield. At the high post, it goes to Brian Fink. Pass in deep to number 44, Anderson. Turns around with the right hand. Shot no good. High for the rebound is Knighting. Shot no good. Rebound Knighting. Knighting loses the ball. Picked up by Todd Morrison. Morrison out in front. It goes to Brad Gardner. Ricks, much bigger ball club. Gets it to Brian Fink, who lays it up and in. Assist. Brad Gardner, basket, Brian Fink. Lead pass, Vitoy. Baseline, head fakes, doesn't take the shot. To the Hymus, back to Vitoy, along the baseline. Falls away with a right hand shot over the basket. Foul will go to Brian Fink, down the arm. Personal foul number 2 on Brian Fink, and Vitoy will shoot 2. Fink, jumping up and down beside himself. Fink is the 3rd ball player from that family, from the Fink family, to play at Ricks College. 3 of them from Redding, California. Was recruited heavily by Weber State. Shot by Vitoy. Up and good. Vitoy, 1 for 2 from the free throw line now. Gordon Anderson in. Rich Vermillion to take a breather. 37-36. Dixie by 1 again with 1:26 left in the first half. Ricks and Dixie. It's a tight one. At the free throw line, Vitoy trying to shoot the second. Shot up and good by Vitoy. 2 for 3. Vitoy gives Dixie a 2-point lead, 38-36. Vitoy picks up Gardner. Gardner goes around Vitoy. Jump shot from 10. Bank shot, no good. Rebound brought down by Morrison. And up and in. Morrison gets the shot. Some contact underneath. Let go. And Neil Roberts up and complaining. Into the corner goes to Wes Hymus. Skip pass cross court goes to John Bauckham. Bauckham, one bounce dribble, trying to find Hymus underneath. Puts it up with the left hand. Blocked and fouled by Jeff Anderson. Anderson gets the foul and pleads his case. Number 2 on Anderson. Anderson got the clean block with a hand, but the ruling is they got him with the hip. To the free throw line, Wes Hymus to shoot 2. 38-38 tie. Sean Anderson ready to come back in for Dixie. 2 shots coming up for Wes Hymus. First shot up and good. Wes Hymus, 3rd point of the night. Hymus on the year shooting just over 76% from the free throw line. Sean Anderson in, Vitoy out. Dixie coach Neil Roberts trying to get the winning combination tonight. Dixie by 1, 39-38. 1:03 left in the first half. Second shot. Rattles around and falls. Hymus makes it a 2-point lead. 40-38. 1:01 left. Gardner against Sean Anderson. Back Gardner. Pass to the baseline to Jeff Anderson. Jump pass. In deeper goes to Knighting. Making the move. Loses the ball out of bounds. Knighting against Hymus. Lost the ball. Turnover by Ricks. Very few turnovers in this ball game so far. For Rick, 6. For Dixie, 2. Unofficially. 40-38. Maxwell at the angle to John Bauckham. Open up the offense right now. Bauckham lob cross court with 38 seconds left to Sean Anderson. Moves it out in front to Maxwell. Quickly to John Bauckham. 4-corner offense by Dixie to Gordon Anderson. To the high post to Bauckham at the left angle. To the high post now to Hymus. Quickly to Bauckham. 27 seconds left. Dixie will be content to try to get that last shot. To Gordon Anderson. Back to Bauckham. 20 seconds left in the first half. Bauckham under pressure. Leaves it on the right side to Sean Anderson. Brings it right back out with 15 seconds left. Sean Anderson. Bounce pass kicked by Brad Gardner. Out of bounds to Dixie in forecourt. 12 seconds left. Neil Roberts giving some instructions now on the offense. 12 seconds left in the first half of play. 40-38. Dixie with a narrow 2-point lead. Man-to-man defense by Ricks. Inbounds comes to Robert Maxwell. Maxwell penetrates. 10-second jump shot. Maxwell shot. No good. Rebound on the floor. Picked up by Knighting. Lead pass to Morrison. All alone to lay it up with 3 seconds left. Tie the ball game at 40. At the end of the first half, we have a 40-40 tie. Ricks and Dixie. Stay tuned for some halftime statistics. Let's take a 2-minute break and be right back.
Stop and Shop is the most convenient of all convenience stores in St. George. The Stop and Shop never closes. In fact, they've lost the key. They give you 24-hour-a-day service every day of the year. Stop and Shop is located just east of McDonald's on the Boulevard with plenty of easy access gas pumps with only top quality major petroleum products, always at the most competitive prices. The Stop and Shop has a complete store of food and travel items for your trips or for a forgotten grocery item. Stop and Shop, the most convenient store in St. George.
At Snow's, the prices just seem to be winners every week. This week, continue to get the best for less in the grocery department. This week at Snow's, you'll get Contadina tomato sauce, 4 cans for 95 cents, fresh grapefruit, 13 for a dollar, and delicious top sirloin steak, only $1.79 a pound. At Snow's, they continue to meet or beat all other local food store ads every week. Do like everyone else. Switch to Snow's this week and save.
We hope you're as excited as we are that you can now purchase any new car or truck at Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury and enjoy 11.9% financing. That's right. Now, 11.9% interest on all cars and trucks on the lot. And this includes Broncos, Rangers, all the new cars and trucks. So visit Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury without delay. Good times are here, so enjoy that new vehicle now while these rates are in effect. And hear this, $500 off any used car or truck on the lot at Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury.
Stationery to paper clips, typewriters to stereos, LDS books to office desks. That's just a few of the specialty items to be found at Tri-State Office Supply in St. George. Tri-State even has pieces of luggage, briefcases, loose leaf binders, pen and pencil sets, and oh gosh, I could go on for the next 20 minutes, but at least you get an idea about the exciting merchandise you'll find at Tri-State Office Supply. See them at 36 East Tabernacle in St. George.
Back at the Dixie College Gymnasium, where we have almost a packed crowd, and it's been a dandy so far. We hope to be talking with Coach Robert Horlocker here at halftime, talk about the women's program. But first of all, let's take a look at the first half statistics for Ricks College. Todd Morrison, big man off the bench, hit the final basket to tie the ball game as Dixie couldn't get the shot to drop. And Morrison took the basket. Basketball made the layup to make it 10 points on the night for Todd Morrison, all from the field. 5 baskets for 10 points. Tom Knighting came off the bench, picked up a couple of personal fouls, has 2 field goals for a total of 4 points. Also off the bench, Brian Fink picked up a basket for 2, has a couple of personal fouls. Among the starters, Paul Gardner started, did not see all that much action, and did not score. Brad Gardner came off the bench, I should say, and came up with 3 baskets for 6 points. So actually, the bench has been more productive than the starting lineup. Mark Matthews, starting at guard, picked up a basket for 2. Jeff Schofield, starting up front, missed his only 2 free throws, has not scored in the game. Ken Cragen got foul trouble late in the first half as he picked up his 3rd personal foul. 3 field goals, 2 for 2 from the free throw line, a total of 8 points. For Ken Cragen, Jeff Anderson with 4 field goals and a total of 8 points. So Todd Morrison off the bench, the young man from Box Elder High School, has the advantage with 5 baskets for a total of 10 points. For Dixie College, John Bauckham came off the bench, hit 3 field goals, 1 for 2 from the free throw line, a total of 7 points. Byron Vitoy, 2 for 3 from the free throw line, a total of 2 points. Gordon Anderson did not score in his time in the lineup. Among the starters, Robert Maxwell having a super night. 4 field goals, 1 for 2 from the free throw line, 9 points. Wes Hymus, a basket, 2 for 2 from the free throw line, a total of 4 points. Rich Gramillion with 5 field goals and 10 points. Sean Anderson, a field goal, 1 for 1 from the free throw line, a total of 3 points. Dan Bell, 5 for 6 from the free throw line and a total of 5 points. And that's how we stand, 40-40 here at halftime, Dixie and Ricks. And this is a good ball game. There's no two ways about it. Every bit as tough a ball game as it was last year as Ricks came into St. George. We'll be back and take a look at more halftime activities. Let's take a 2-minute break. The score, 40-40, Ricks and Dixie, back in 2 minutes.
You know, they say that life is cheap. but you wouldn't be able to prove that by somebody's widow. The cost of maintaining a home and raising children is no small amount. The answer is in your life insurance. Life insurance handled by Western Levitt Agency in Washington. Now, they happen to be the most trusted insurance agency in town. So for all your insurance needs, see Jerry Westring of the Western Levitt Agency at 139 West Center in Washington, or give him a call at 628-2659.
Chuck's Auto, the place to go and the people to know. See Chuck or Mike at Chuck's Auto for a reliable deal on a reliable car truck. Chuck's Auto is one of the few used automobile dealers here in the West who warranty their cars. People know that they can trust the used car they get at Chuck's Auto. They know the values are honest and the cars are good. Also, Chuck's Auto has a few 1982 motor homes at closeout prices. Chuck's Auto, located at 447 North Bluff, across the street from the Steak Center in St. George.
When it's time for dinner and you realize that you're out of milk, it's time to go to Stop and Shop. When you're on the go and you need gas and a quick snack, it's time to go to Stop and Shop. When it's late at night and your wife wants pickles and ice cream, it's time to go to Stop and Shop and maybe the doctor. No matter what time of day or night, Stop and Shop on East St. George Boulevard is open and has what you want, from easy access gas pumps to ice cold fountain drinks and a variety of groceries too. Anytime is Stop and Shop time.
It's the first big sale of the 1983 season going on at Snow's in St. George. This week, check out all the clearance racks of merchandise, where you'll find 25 to 60% off men's and boys' articles. And for mom, she'll save from 30 to 70% on maternity and full figure wear, plus much, much more. At Snow's, they have everything you need and want to start 83 off at the bank. See Snow's, open until 10 p.m.
Back at the Dixie College Gymnasium, we've been checking some of the official stats that came up. I didn't realize we were going to get the official stats that fast. 40-40, halftime lead. As far as individual shooting percentages, Ricks has attempted 12 more field goals than Dixie and has hit 5 more of them. 19 out of 44, shooting 43%. Dixie, 14 out of 32, and a total of 43%. The difference at the free throw line, where Dixie has made up the difference, hitting 12 out of 16, total of 75%. 75% in the first half for Ricks College. 2 out of 4, a total of 50% in the first half. And so the percentage-wise, that's the way that works out for Ricks College. Ricks is out-rebounding Dixie significantly, 23 to 14 in the first half. And if you look at the shot chart, Dixie getting a lot of baskets underneath, the Ricks College doing likewise. Very few from very far out. As far as turnovers, let's double check. For Ricks College, officially now, 5, 8, 9 turnovers in the first half for Ricks College. For Dixie College, a total of 6 turnovers in the first half. As far as assists, in and out, no good. Bell has missed 2 straight. Bell put it up, it rattled around and came back out. A lot of tension in this game. Both teams, all the fans, both coaching staffs, a lot of Ricks fans down from Idaho to enjoy the warmer weather. It's been awfully cold in Rexburg. Shot up by Bell, short. Bell misses 2. And Dixie still has the 1-point lead, 63-62. Jeff Anderson against Hymas. Under pressure, loses the ball. Deflected by Hymas, but picked up again by Jeff Anderson. Anderson, long jump shot, top of the key, good. Jeff Anderson couldn't find anybody to pass it to and suddenly hits his 7th basket, 64-63. Ricks by 1. Maxwell at the angle to Bauckham, to the baseline, it goes to Dan Bell. Back out in front, Bauckham, head fakes, jump shot from 15, shot short. Rebound on the floor, deflected by, is it Dixie or Ricks? Out of bounds to Ricks. Deflected by Dixie, last. ricocheted off the hands of Gordon Anderson, or was it Dan Bell? One of the Dixie ball players underneath. Ricks with a chance to take a three-point lead. Ricks has never led by more than two. To the baseline. Jump shot by Anderson. Good! Jeff Anderson, eight baskets. Just a half a point short of his average, and suddenly it's 66-63, and Ricks with a chance to go 17-0. Robert Maxwell at the angle, behind the back dribble. At the point, looks for help. Gets it to John Bauckham at the angle. Bauckham to the high post to Gordon Anderson. Comes right after the basketball. In deep, it goes to Bell, and on his back is Jeff Schofield. Schofield picks up personal foul number two. That should be the 17th foul, and a one-and-one situation coming up for Dixie. Or is that the 16th foul? The officials say, no, that's the 16th foul. Out of bounds to Dixie under their own basket. Hymas inbounds to Maxwell. Maxwell picked up quickly by Todd Morrison. Back to Wes Hymas. Hymas at the angle, looks for help. At the point, it goes to Robert Maxwell. Maxwell against that 2-3 zone. Dixie down by 3 points, 66-63 to Gordon Anderson. Turn around with a right hand shot. No good. Rebound. Tapped around. Dan Bell still after it. So is Ricks. Jeff Anderson taps it out of bounds. Out of bounds to Dixie. Bell and Anderson up battling for that basketball. Neil Roberts up pleading his case. 6:32 left in a ball game, and Jeff Anderson apparently twisted an ankle, or at least lost his shoe. The official holding up play for a moment. Sean Anderson into the lineup. Sean in. Wes Hymas out. Sean Anderson with four personal fouls. Vermillion in. Gordon Anderson out. John Bauckham to inbounds for Dixie. 6:32 left in the game. Has Dixie shot all that well? Not all that well, but they're down by three right now. Ricks College. Good rebounding ball club. 2-3 zone by the Vikings. At the left angle, it goes to John Bauckham. Bauckham looks for help, trying to find somebody. Now gets it to Robert Maxwell. Back to John Bauckham. Head fakes along the baseline. Bauckham drives, lays it up short. Rebound, Vermillion. Layback shot. Good. Rich Vermillion caught it under his chin, adjusted, and went back up with a layback shot. 1 point lead, Ricks. All alone underneath Schofield. Blocked by Bell. Personal foul number four on Bell. Bell protests, but blocked the shot and got the foul. That's number four. To the free throw line will go Schofield to shoot two. 66-65. Two-shot foul coming up for Jeff Schofield, young man from Clearfield High School. Schofield, first shot up, no good. Schofield has missed three straight from the free throw line. So the best that Ricks can come up with now, barring any fluke bounces, is a two-point lead. Schofield, second shot up, and good. And Schofield gets his first point of the night. 67-65, Ricks by two. John Bauckham to bring the ball into forecourt, looks for help. Ricks College to extend out that zone. 2-3 zone. Bauckham baseline jump shot. Good, John Bauckham. Bauckham went right to the baseline, gets the basket. 9 points, John Bauckham ties the ball game at 67. 5:48 left in the game, and we may have ourselves a barn burner tonight. Well, just burn the barn while you're at it. Out in front, Todd Morrison. At the left angle, it goes to Jeff Anderson. In deep, it goes to Schofield. Turn around with the right hand. No good. Rebound into the hands of Schofield. Shovel pass Morrison. Jump shot. In and out. Rebound. Vermillion. Touch blast by Schofield. Knocks it away from Vermillion. Schofield went up above Vermillion and tapped it out of bounds. Out of bounds to Dixie with 5:29 left in the ballgame. 67-67. Dixie with the basketball and a chance to take the lead. Man-to-man defense by Ricks now. Sean Anderson in deep to Vermillion. Goes to the basket. Right hands it up. No good. Foul will go to whom? If it's Knighting, that's four. If it's Jeff Anderson, it's four. It's Jeff Anderson. That's number four on Jeff Anderson. Jeff Anderson with eight baskets on the night. A total of 16 points. Averaging 16 and a half on the year. 5:18 left in the ballgame. Vermillion to the free throw line is a free throw shooter. Not bad, not great, but not bad. 67.6%, just a little less than 68%. Vermillion shot up, no good, too long. Dixie has missed four straight from the free throw line. Vermillion with 14 points on the night. Vermillion's career high is 19 points against the alumni in the first game of the year. Has had a 16-point night also this year. 5:18 left in the game. Vermillion, as there's a little bit of a wipe up of perspiration on the floor, Vermillion gets a towel also, hands it over to Jeff Anderson. What a ball players perspiring because of effort, because of nerves tonight also. At the free throw line, Gremillion trying to get the second shot. It's up, it's short, Haynes will not fall. Rebound into the hands of Ricks College. Dixie has missed four straight free throws. Correction, that's just four straight. 67-67 tie. White knuckle the rest of the way. 5:12 left in the game. Turn around by Lighting, shot no good. Rebound, Rich Gremillion. Triple team, Gremillion quickly to Dan Bell. Loses the ball, no, saves it to Maxwell. Maxwell, not fouled by Morrison. Gets it quickly to Gremillion. Morrison ran right up the back of Maxwell unintentionally, and the officials did not call the foul. Bauckham in the lane, turned around with the right hand, shot up, soft, good. John Bauckham, 11 points, 69-67, Dixie by two with 4:40 left in the game. Paul Gardner leaves it for Todd Morrison at the right angle. Jeff Anderson trying to get it in deep. Anderson against Sean Anderson. Jeff Anderson makes the move. Jump shot, no good. Foul will go to whom? Sean Anderson, that's number five on Sean Anderson. And the crowd is really into this game. Five personals on Sean Anderson. 4:29 left in the game, and Sean Anderson goes out of the game. Four field goals, one for one from the free throw line, a total of 9 points. Ricks College doing most of the damage here in the second half without Ken Cragen in the lineup, who is sitting on the sidelines in foul trouble. But Knighting doing an outstanding job in relief. Matthews in, Todd Morrison out. Sean Anderson to come out. The question is, who is the replacement? Wes Hymas is the man. Hymas with a total of 8 points on the night, ready to come in. 69-67, Dixie by two, but Jeff Anderson to the free throw line to shoot two. 4:29 left in a game. Neil Roberts taking the full 60 seconds that he has allowed to give instructions to Hymas. And to also let Jeff Anderson think about those free throws. 69-67, two-point lead by Dixie with 4:29 left in the game, and Jeff Anderson to the free throw line. Anderson, let's check some free throw percentages, see if he is ranked. Yes, 74% from the free throw line. Good shooter, good pure shooter. Jeff Anderson, first shot up and good. Within one, Jeff Anderson, 17 points. Yes, Jeff Anderson from Skyline High is a younger brother of Greg Anderson, who played at Utah State and before that BYU, and Belmont Anderson, second shot, good. So a good basketball playing family, 18 points, Jeff Anderson. 69-69 tie, 4:28 left in the game. Ricks will go to the man-to-man defense with Rover Knighting underneath. Pass goes to Gremillion, reaching in and picking up the foul is Matthews. Matthews with personal foul number two. Gremillion to the free throw line to shoot 1-1. Gremillion 0-2 from the free throw line tonight. 4:21 left in the game. 69-69. A lot of fans getting ulcers tonight. This is all everybody had hoped for. This is not a blowout on either side. It is a matchup of two strong, hard-working teams. Gremillion needs the first to get the second. First one, no good. Rebound brought down by Schofield. Gremillion has missed three straight. 69-69 tie. At the angle, it goes to number 23, Matthews. Quickly out in front, Jeff Anderson. Anderson under pressure. Leaves it for Matthews. Out in front, it goes to Jeff Anderson. Jeff Anderson trying to make the move. Goes at the left angle to Jeff Schofield. Schofield looks for help. To Mark Matthews. Matthews to Paul Gardner. 3:57 left. Ricks may be content to be patient and try to get that layup if they can. We'll wait and see. Knighting. Left angle to Matthews. Out in front. Anderson. Jump shot. Good. Jeff Anderson. 12 points this half. 2-point lead, Ricks College. 71-69. Maxwell looks for help, can't find anybody, finally gets it to Bell, 10-second violation, no, Wes Hymas makes it, quickly it goes to Gremillion, misses the slammer, to Dan Bell, lays it up, but there's a technical on Rich Gremillion. Gremillion missed the slam dunk and got the technical for grabbing the rim. 71-69, Ricks gets to shoot the technical Rex gets to have the ball out of bounds, and that may be it. We'll wait and see. 3:27 left in the game. 71-69. Jeff Anderson, who's 2-for-2 tonight. Shot up. Jeff Anderson, good. 3-point lead, 72-69, with 3:27 left in the game. Dixie's going to look for miracles now. Only a 3-point deficit. The 72-69, Rick's out in front, 3:27 left in the game. Timeout back in 60 seconds.
Fantastic savings can be yours when you hurry into Snow's for the first big sale of the year. For instance, this week you get 60-inch round tablecloths for only $4.44. Dishcloths, 77 cents. Dish towels, only $1.66. And even more super savings specials on sheets and comforters. Snow's specializes in family needs. That's why at Snow's they have everything you'd ever want for the entire family. See Snow's today. Open until 10 p.m.
We hope you're as excited as we are that you can now purchase any new car or truck at Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury and enjoy 11.9% financing. That's right. Now, 11.9% interest on all cars and trucks on the lot. And this includes Broncos, Rangers, all the new cars and trucks. So visit Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury without delay. Good times are here, so enjoy that new vehicle now while these rates are in effect. And hear this, $500 off any used car or truck on the lot at Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury.
KDXQ St. George.
Thank you, XB Kelly. This is Dixie College basketball, 72-69. Ricks with a chance to give Dixie a loss at home in conference play. And to go two up on the road games in conference play. Inbounds comes to Paul Gardner. Ricks College can play keep away. Has a three-point lead right now with 3:24 left in the game. Dixie will have to play tight man-to-man defense. Paul Gardner out in front. It goes to Jeff Schofield, to Jeff Anderson. Jump shot from 20. Shot too long. Rebound on the floor. Picked up by Matthews. Gordon Anderson in. Rich Vermillion out for Dixie. Matthews quickly to Paul Gardner. Ball deflected by Maxwell. No harm, no foul. Maxwell bumps into a couple of people. To Knighting. Not a smart shot by Jeff Anderson, except he's been hitting him. You have to take the shot when it's there. 72-69. Ricks College by three. Dixie, tight man-to-man defense. Out in front, it goes to Knighting. On the left side, it goes to Mark Matthews. Making the move on Hymas. Matthews trying to find somebody. Gets it to Jeff Schofield. Schofield against Gordon Anderson. Out in front, it goes to Gardner. Gardner at the angle to Jeff Schofield. 2:36 left in the game. Goes out in front to Jeff Anderson. Anderson, right angle to Jeff Schofield. Dixie tried to extend out that defense. Schofield leaves it for Mark Matthews. 2:25 left in the game, and Ricks will be content to hang on to the basketball, try to get the layup. Matthews out in front to Schofield. Quickly at the right angle to Mark Matthews. Matthews trying to get it to Jeff Anderson. Does so. Against John Bauckham. Anderson at the left angle. It goes to Mark Matthews. Matthews looks for help. Out in front it goes to 19. 2:07 left in the game. Ricks by 3 points. 72-69. To the baseline to Matthews. To Anderson. Jump shot. Baseline. Good. 5-point lead. The largest of the night for Ricks College. 74-69. Maxwell pass to Bauckham. One bounce dribble. Drives. Lays it up. No good. Blocking foul on Ricks College. Knighting, or is it Schofield? Let's double check. It's Schofield picks up the personal foul. Did not have his feet set. That's number three on Schofield. To the free throw line. Bauckham to shoot 1-1 with a minute 48 left. 74-69. Ricks College with a lead and a chance to go up by 17. A go 17-0 on the year. Steve Hodson and Gary Gardner talking. A minute 48 left. 74-69. 5-point lead by the Vikings, and Gary Gardner now just chancing a little bit of a smile. As fine a ball club as Ricks College has ever had. Must be. 16-0 start, and a chance to go 17-0. Shooting two, John Bauckham. Bauckham, first shot up and good. Bauckham, now 2-for-3 from the free throw line. A total of 12 points for John Bauckham. 74-70. Ricks College by four. Dixie next week will go on the road against CEU and CNCC. Bauckham's second shot up and good. John Bauckham cuts the margin to three. 13 points on the night. Full court pressure by Dixie with a minute 48 left. Robert Maxwell against Paul Gardner. Gardner with the basketball to bring the ball up court. Ball stolen by Robert Maxwell. Maxwell comes up with a steal. Maxwell looks for help. Brings it out in front. Dixie with a chance to cut the margin. Dan Bell underneath the Hymas. Jump shot. Good! And there's a foul. You can hear the fan. Timeout, Ricks College. A minute 32 left in the game. Ricks 74, Dixie 73. Back in 60 seconds.
Stationery to paperclips, typewriters to stereos, LDS books to office desks. That's just a few of the specialty items to be found at Tri-State Office Supply in St. George. Tri-State even has pieces of luggage, briefcases, loose leaf binders, pen and pencil sets, and oh gosh, I could go on for the next 20 minutes, but at least you get an idea about the exciting merchandise you'll find at Tri-State Office Supply. See them at 36 East Tabernacle in St. George.
During this day of a sagging economy, you may wonder what exactly you'll do if something happens to you and you don't have a proper insurance to help take care of some of those unexpected bills. Well, at Olson Levitt Insurance Agency, they have just the plan for you. Olson Levitt Insurance have been here for many years and are established with top insurance companies to serve you better for home, auto, life, and health policies. Now, for further information for your future security, phone 628-0453 or see Olson Levitt Insurance Agency at 65 North Main in St. George.
Games with Ricks College have been historically tight over the last few years. 74-73. Hymas got the basket. And the foul went to Knighting, and that's number four on Tom Knighting. A minute 32 left, a chance for Dixie to tie it. Ricks College with a five-point lead, 74-69. Bauckham gets two free throws. And suddenly coming back with the steal is Robert Maxwell. And the pass to Hymas. Hymas a chance to tie the ball game. Hymas tonight, 2-for-2 from the free throw line. Shot by Hymas up and no good. Ricks College still has the lead. 74-73, a minute 29 left. Dixie's going to have to do it on defense. Jeff Anderson against John Bauckham. Jeff Anderson will get the basketball a lot. Ball stolen by Maxwell. No, picked up by Bauckham. Ball out of bounds to Dixie College. Maxwell all over Paul Gardner. Ricks College all over Dixie, and they call it out of bounds to Dixie with a minute 18 left. 74-73, Rick's out in front, timeout Dixie, back in 60 seconds.
Chuck's Auto deals in dependable transportation. Chuck's Auto is the place to go and the people to know. If you're looking for better mileage or a better-looking car, see the dependable used car dealer, Chuck's Auto, across the street from the Steak Center on Bluff Street in St. George. If the used car they take in trade can't be dependably fixed, Chuck's Auto doesn't even offer it for sale. This winter, make sure of trouble-free driving with a reliable used car from Chuck's Auto. Chuck's Auto Sales in St. George.
When it's time for dinner and you realize that you're out of milk, it's time to go to Stop and Shop. When you're on the go and you need gas and a quick snack, it's time to go to Stop and Shop. When it's late at night and your wife wants pickles and ice cream, it's time to go to Stop and Shop, and maybe the doctor. No matter what time of day or night, Stop and Shop on East St. George Boulevard is open and has what you want, from easy access gas pumps to ice cold fountain drinks and a variety of groceries, too. Anytime is Stop and Shop time.
74-73, Ricks by one. Rich Vermillion back into the lineup for Dixie. Let's check the lineup for Ricks College. Same guys that left the floor. A minute 18 left. A break for Dixie. Robert Maxwell all over the ball handler. Climbing up his back. The ball knocked away, and they call it out of bounds to Dixie. Touch last by Ricks. It was a tough call. It will be inbounds for Dixie. Ricks College not pressuring the inbounds play. A minute 18 left. It might be. Dixie will go for one shot, and that's it. Win or lose situation. A minute 18 left in the ballgame, 74-73. Inbounds comes to Maxwell. The clock starts. 2-3 zone by Rick's College, trying to clog up that middle where Gramillion has been effective tonight. Bauckham looks for help out in front. Robert Maxwell, a minute 8 left in the game. To Hymas, quickly to Maxwell, trying to get Gramillion underneath. Hymas, lob cross court, goes to John Bauckham. Jump shot from 25, shot too hard. Rebound Bauckham. Bauckham back to the basket. Jump shot, good! 75-74, Dixie out in front, 49 seconds left. Gardner against Maxwell. Maxwell has pressured Gardner into two turnovers. Quickly it comes to Jeff Anderson against Bauckham. Anderson making the move, foul on Bauckham. Jeff Anderson, good solid young ball player, will go to the free throw line. Foul goes to John Bauckham. That's number one, number two on Bauckham. A one-and-one situation coming up for Jeff Anderson, who is 3-for-3 tonight from the free throw line. Does Dixie want a timeout? Yes. 38 seconds left. 75-74, Dixie. Back in 60 seconds.
Plenty of specials this week when you shop at Snow's in St. George. And if you're looking for merchandise for your automobile, then Snow's is the place. This week, get Carroll Booster Cables in the 12-foot length for only $5.88. Armor All Protectant, $2.29. Surefire Gas Treatment, only $1.19. And a 2-ton hydraulic heavy-duty jack, only $8.99. All these specials and more await you this week at Snow's in St. George.
Here's good news. Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury has been authorized by Ford Motor Company to sell all new cars and trucks at an interest rate of only 11.9%. This includes Broncos, Rangers, in fact, every new car or truck on the lot. So while this low interest rate is in effect, we suggest you contact Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury here in St. George and select the new car of your choice and enjoy 11.9% interest rate. It's time to buy, or they sell to sell again. $500 off any used car or truck on the lot at Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury.
75-74, Dixie by one. 38 seconds left. Jeff Anderson to shoot 1-1. And Anderson, who some rate is the best ball player in the conference, has proved to be an outstanding player the second half. First shot, good! 4-for-4 from the free throw line, 75-75. The official scorer calling the ball players over. I'm not sure what the discussion is all about. Jeff Anderson shooting. Anderson was the man fouled, I believe. Gary Gardner with the discussion. The shot is good. Jeff Anderson to shoot the second half of the 1-1. Jeff Anderson now arguing, yes, I'm the one. Jeff Anderson at the free throw line wants the basketball. That's a sign of a winning ball player. Byron Vitoy ready to come in. 75-75. Ricks College trying to take the lead. Anderson misses. Rebound, Dan Bell. Jeff Anderson, 4-for-5. 35 seconds left. Dixie will go for one shot. 75-75 tie, and you better believe everybody's standing. Everybody up. Rick side, Dixie side, everybody's on their feet right now. Well, almost everybody. There's a 3-year-old down here that isn't. Hymas, ball deflected by Bell. Stolen by Jeff Anderson. Picked up again by Dan Bell. 13 seconds left. Timeout, Dixie. 75-75. 10 seconds left in the game. Let's take just a 30-second break and be right back.
You know, every day there's a better way to do almost every job. And the business of running an office is no exception. Well, Tri-State Office Supply at 36th East Tabernacle in St. George suggests that you stop in and investigate their complete stock of office equipment and supplies, like carbon paper, for example, typewriter ribbons, memo and ditto papers, many other daily supply needs. See Tri-State Office Supply at 36th East Tabernacle for everything a hardworking office needs to work harder. Tri-State Office Music Supply.
It's come down to this, a 75-75 tie, 13 seconds left. Dixie doesn't get too many overtime games. Dixie had one, two, three, four, and none the first year. Four in the last 5 years. That's all the overtime games Dixie has had. Dixie won the one last year. That was against Punxsutawney College in the championship tournament in Hutchinson, Kansas. Dixie has won all four of them. Dixie has won all four of the overtime games, including, I believe, one with Ricks College. Let's double check. 3 years ago, 74-73 at Rexburg. 75-75, the score now. John Bauckham to inbounds for Dixie. Final 10 seconds of this game. Ricks will pressure on defense. A fine ball club. Bauckham inbounds to Maxwell. Almost throws it away. Maxwell way in backcourt. 8 seconds left. 7 seconds left. Maxwell to Gramillion. Gramillion, Bauckham out of the corner. Jump shot. Good! Timeout with 1 second left. Bauckham, 77-75. 1 second left. Neil Roberts getting the signal from the officials. 1 second left. Neil Roberts agrees. Gary Gardner and Neil Roberts talking to each other now. Gardner upset. Steve Hodson going over talking to Gary Gardner, acting as peacemaker right now. Neil Roberts signaling 1 second left. The officials knew it. They'll put 1 second left on the clock. John Bauckham with 1 second left in this ball game. Gives Dixie a 77-75 lead, and Dixie may yet end up with a victory. Dixie down by five at one point. Rich Gramillion with a smile on his face. Dixie, not to put pressure on at all. Rich Gramillion just above the inbounds man. Neil Roberts setting up his defense now. Dan Bell and Wes Hymus back under the basket. Robert Maxwell at midcourt. John Bauckham with a smile on his face. And excited, Rich Gramillion excited. Dixie within a second of picking up a victory. Looking at defeat all night in the second half. Neil Roberts wants to gather his troops together. It's a timeout on the floor, but we're going to keep it right here. 1 second left, 77-75. They're still not out of the woods yet. Byron Vitoy and Sean Anderson celebrating along the sidelines. But you have another second to go before you can celebrate. Neil Roberts. There is a basketball. The game ball has been taken someplace. It's in the fan. It's among the fans someplace. There is a basketball that is missing. And that's what the coaches are worried about right now. Somebody took the basketball, and it is missing. Steve Hodson comes up with the basketball, hands it to the officials. The officials take a look at the basketball, check it out. It's not the game ball, but it will do. Somebody in the crowd has the basketball and trying to pick up a souvenir, which is not what you call the all-time great move. One of the all-time, how can we say, schlock moves? To swipe the game ball. Dixie, 1 second away from picking up a 77-75 victory and giving Ricks College their first loss of the year. Ricks College, as tough a ball club as the Vikings have ever had. Another timeout call. 1 second left. With 77-75, Dixie out in front. Let's a chance to take a quick 30-second break and be right back.
Now, unless you own a hospital or a bank or both, you'd better stay very healthy. Now, that's the word of advice for most people who are hospitalized these days. Heplett Levitt Insurance Agency thinks that you should know that you can be protected against the fantastic cost of being ill with a policy from Galen Heplett at Heplett Levitt Insurance Agency. Now give Galen a call at 628-1663 or see them at 65 North 100 East in St. George.
Couple of big breaks for Dixie. Robert Maxwell deflecting the ball, getting a steal, getting it to Wes Hymus. Hymus who got the basket and then missed the free throw. Then Maxwell coming back and really climbing all over Paul Gardner, surprised he was not called with a foul. The ball deflected and touched last by Ricks College, and Dixie ties the ball game. 77-75. Now, 1 second left. Rich Gramillion trying to give problems on the inbounds pass. Ken Cragen back into the lineup. Todd Morrison. Morrison directing, will be making the inbounds pass against Rich Gramillion. 1 second left. Todd Morrison can run the length of the baseline. The inbound pass deflected by Gramillion, thrown the length of the court by Jeff Anderson. Way over the basket. Dixie comes up with a victory, 77-75. And gentleman that he is, Jeff Anderson, who led Ricks College back, out to shake hands. Ricks and Dixie shaking hands at midcourt. And good sportsmanship shown on each side. But a lot of grins on the Dixie side of the floor. 77-75. 2-point victory for Dixie. John Bauckham, the hero, with a 1 second jump shot from 20 feet out to give Dixie their win number 10 of the year, first conference victory. Ricks, with their first loss in 18 games, will go 17-1 now. And if they are not spent too much, we'll have to come back and try to win at snow tomorrow night. And that is no mean feat. That pretty well completes the play-by-play broadcast. I'm not sure if we'll be able to get Coach Neil Roberts up for the post-game show. I kind of doubt it, because he looks like he's going to be mobbed by fans. But we'll be back and take a look at the final scoring totals with the post-game show. Final score, Dixie 77, Ricks College 75. Stay tuned.
Dixie College basketball has been brought to you by Olson Levitt Insurance Agency, Tri-State Office and Music Supply, Chuck's Auto, Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury, and Snows of St. George. Stay tuned for the post-game show coming up. It's time now for the post-game show. The post-game show is brought to you by your local Hearst Ben Franklin Ace Hardware store in St. George and Hurricane. And now, once again, with the details on the game just played, once again, here's your sportscaster, Larry Jewell.
It's been one of those nights. I don't know if you think of premonitions at all, but in the preparation for this ball game, the entire night, before I ever went on the air, it's been the same sort of thing. Everything going a little bit bananas, some problems, some struggles all night. And then all of a sudden, at the last second, things coming together. And that's the way the Dixie College victory went. Struggling, difficult all night, and then all of a sudden at the last section, last moment, things came together. I see a basketball being carried off the floor. I'm not sure if that was the game ball or not. Apparently it was. Somebody in the stands had swiped the game ball. Not a very sharp move at all. Definitely not a sharp move, but apparently they've turned it back. Ricks College going down to a heartbreaking defeat, 77-75. And it was a tough call. Two times Robert Maxwell forced the turnover. Once coming up with a steal. Ricks College not really protesting a whole bunch because Maxwell knocked the ball away, then came up with a steal. But the second time, Maxwell all over the offensive guard, but still came up with a steal. It was deflected, out of bounds, off the hands, last touch by Ricks College. I was screened out. It looked like it was touched by Dixie, but the official standing right there said, no, it was touched by Ricks College, and it was out of bounds to Dixie. Dixie clawing their way back from a 5-point deficit, 74-69. To outscore Ricks College, 8-1 coming down the wire. But the hero, John Bauckham. Bauckham hitting the 20-foot jump shot from the left angle. As Dixie overplayed the zone, passed the ball quickly to the left side. Bauckham was all alone at 20 and drilled the shot. And that's the type of pressure shooting Dixie's been looking for all year and has not been able to get all that much of. But tonight, John Bauckham, the hero, 77-75. We'll be back in just 30 seconds and take a look at the final scoring total.
Chuck's Auto, the place to go and the people to know.
Hurst Ben Franklin Ace Hardware. Can you believe it? It's spring already. If you don't believe me, drop in at Hurst, your friendly Ace Hardware store, and watch it turn spring. Paint, fertilizer, garden tools, and of course, sprinkling systems. Everything a do-it-yourselfer or a professional might need to do the job. Ace is the place with a helpful hardware man.
Ace is the place with
a
helpful hardware man.
See Hurst first in St. George and Hurricane for know-how, price, and quality.
Back at the Dixie College Gymnasium, a lot of excitement, a lot of outstanding play on both sides. Pressure, young man coming down the wire, Jeff Anderson, missed his final free throw, but that didn't make the difference right there. Anderson is the man who brought Ricks College back into the game after Dixie College had taken as much as an 8-point lead. An 8-point lead at one time for Dixie College. Ricks College came back and got as wide a margin as they have ever had in the game. 5 points with just about 2 minutes left in the game. 74-69. And then Robert Maxwell with a pressure defense. Almost picking up the foul on a couple of occasions. Extremely tough. Robert Maxwell coming back with the two steals, forcing the two turnovers. Dixie College capitalizing. Maxwell getting the steal, getting the pass to Wes Hymas, and Hymas brought the basketball back within one, brought the game back within one on his jump shot, then missed the free throw. Dixie then came back, able to get the tie at 75, and somehow able to get the basketball, and John Bauckham coming up with the 20-foot jump shot to make it 77. Defense 75, the final score. Ricks now goes 17-1 on the year in what has to be a heartbreaking loss, and Gary Gardner comes to the sidelines with a smile on his face, a smile mixed with a few tears, coming and looking at some of the former ball players, apparently, one of which has got a young little one with him, Steve Hodson, coming up. Steve. Neil might be up, you say.
Yeah, he might be. I don't know if he's got any voice left, tell you the truth, Larry. We're happy to get it over.
Robert Maxwell, a couple of times pressuring the defense. Second time looked like he got the foul, but didn't call it.
Robert Maxwell's an excellent freshman guard. He's probably as good a guard as we've had here in a while. It's just that, you know, he's a freshman. It's taking him a while to settle in, but he got two of the biggest steals we'll ever have.
That first steal, knocked it away, then got the pass to Hyman.
Yeah, what he did was he just timed Paul Gardner. Paul Gardner tried to take it behind his back to change direction. And Max, he just timed it so that as soon as he started to go behind, Max came behind, knocked it loose, went and got the ball, and just made a great pass.
The technical foul on the slam dunk. It looked like everything was over at that point. Ricks was able to take it out to a 5-point ball game.
Yeah, we could have quit right there. You know, we've heard a little bit around town. We've heard a little bit around our team. This team doesn't have a lot of heart. Well, I think we showed a lot of heart tonight. We missed five free throws. We missed a slam dunk. We get down, you know, 5 points, but we battled it. We battled it back.
John Bauckham, super shot.
Oh, excellent. You know, Johnny hit a bigger shot. Probably the bigger shot than that was when we were down one, and we were down two. He shoots it, misses, goes to the dotted line like he's supposed to do, gets the ball, sticks it back in the hole, gets us to even. You know, it's a lot easier to shoot even than two down.
Now, John Bauckham, that was the type of shooting, the pressure shooting you've been looking for all year out of this team.
Yeah, and I think we got that out of a few players tonight. I think Sean Anderson gave it to us the start of the second half. We needed to get off to a good start, and he comes out and gets us three straight buckets. So, you know, a lot of outside jumpers. We've got to shoot the ball well outside to open it up inside.
Anderson battled it. It was not shooting that well the first half, but battled it and got the shot.
No, it's good to see. A lot of times a shooter, you know, goes 1-for-7 the first half, and he'll fold up 10, quit taking the jumper. It was nice to see Sean didn't do that. He came out, and the first two times he touches the ball, one he takes to the hole, and the other he pulls up from 18, shoots the jumper.
Rich Gramillion got him battled around a little bit underneath. That's a lot of tall timber up staring eye to eye with Rich.
Rich Gramillion had one of the best ball games that he's had for us. You know, they're 6'8", 6'8", 6'6", and they fly. I mean, they are some leapers. They're not just 6'8", you know, skinny kids. They are players. And, you know, consequently, you've got to block off the boards, and he did that for us tonight.
This is as fine a Rick's team as I've seen since I've been here.
This is as good a shooting basketball team as I have seen in a junior college situation. They could put 8-9 people out on the floor that just flat knock it in. And we've said that about our scouting report, everything else. Said Rick's is a fine shooting team, and they are.
Jeff Anderson, a super comeback for Rick's tonight. Did the job in the second half for him.
He's just an excellent player. He's major college all the way. He's major college. He steps out to 22 feet and he'll shoot your eyes out. You had to go to the block, post up big, and take you inside. He's a great player. We thought he was the best player in the conference. I think he proved that tonight.
Anderson and Anson in the same mission, and Anderson's starting to walk a little like Ants now.
Yeah, you can walk like that when you're that good, I guess, Larry. I don't know. He's an excellent player, and they've got guys that compliment him. He gets a lot of good picks, comes off, shoots well.
What about this team? They're excited. That's obvious. Do you think they proved something to themselves tonight?
I think they did. We went to California and, frankly, did not play well. We played one out of three games well. The El Camino game, we were embarrassed. We played a great team in El Camino, but we were embarrassed by El Camino. They're a great team. And we had to find out how good we were. And I think we had some self-doubt in ourselves. And I think hopefully we're over the hump.
This is a rough road trip for any team. Rick's has to come down, play Dixie, then has to turn around and play snow, and there's no coaching staff here watching.
Yeah, it's a hard trip. Both Dixie College and snow are physical teams. They'll bump you, they'll bang you, and they'll beat you up, and that's a tough trip. Any way you look at it. We've got a tough one next week, Larry. CEU and CNCC are improved, and they're a much better team than what they've been in the past.
CNCC has surprised a few people. CEU much better.
Oh, yeah. They beat CNCC has beat Utah Tech in a tournament, and they beat College Eastern Utah in a tournament. They had a few players from Arizona Western transfer down that were freshmen last year who have transferred to CNCC, and they made them a good basketball team. CEU, we saw them in the Valley of the Sun Classic. Coach Roberts is going to College of Southern Idaho on Monday to scout CEU. I'm going to Utah Tech on Monday to scout them.
This is what happens between games.
This is what happens between games. And while I'm at Utah Tech, we're going to look at a couple players at Timview High School and Provo High School in a few places. Because unfortunately, every year in JC, you've got to replace players. And we're only going to have three or four back.
Well, this is I see Neil starting to make his way along the along the floor there with a smile on his face and obviously exhausted. This is an emotional experience for coaches, isn't it?
I tell you, you get down five with a minute and 40 seconds, you find how emotional that is. You put your heart and your soul into the kids, and we've been going since October 1st. We've been going a long time, and you get in a game where it really, really matters, and you've got to win, and to see your kids fall behind and then just turn around and pull it out and win a big ball game for him. You just got to be emotionally drained and happy for him.
Maxwell just stepped up and hit the basket in that first half. Just drilled it.
Well, Maxwell's a fine shooter. We found that about Monday or Tuesday that he wasn't driving his legs through the ball. He was just happy to just stand and shoot it. So we got him jumping through the ball, and I think it's helped him. He's gained confidence in it. More than anything else, I think he's gained confidence that if he drives his legs through the ball, it's going to go in the hole. And, shooting is confidence. That's all there is to it. You see Rick's, they don't hesitate. They pull it up and shoot it. Robert Maxwell's been a good player for us. He's been a little up and down, but all freshmen are.
It's excitement, just total excitement. This crowd tense from the first tap.
Well, yeah, there's, you saw it in both teams. I mean, we go to the 17-minute mark, and it's 2-0. Dan Bell doesn't miss layups. He blows a layup for us. They're big kids inside. They don't miss shots inside. They have a great shooter in Matthews, and he didn't shoot the ball the way he's capable. I think it was just nerves with him.
Steve, thank you. Appreciate it. Well, let's talk to the head coach here, Neil Roberts, coach. No offense, but you looked a little drained tonight.
Well, did you have a short interview? Now you're getting to the long interview. Let me make some comments about it. Yes, I think everyone here realizes Rick's is a fine basketball team, but let's give some credit to our crew as well. We had some people that really went out and played. And, it's hard to single them out. Yes, Maxwell's two steals there at the end, really outstanding. Bachum standing up there, knocking them down. Rich Kermillion played the best game he's played since he's been here. And Dan Bell had a great second half. Sean Anderson got in foul trouble, but yet I've never seen a more unified group. And I've never seen a team so happy to win. And, we were really concerned that we hadn't won close games. We were really concerned that we couldn't really get down and play when it mattered. I think not only did it answer the questions for the fans, but it really answered our questions, meaning ours and the team's. Really proud of them. That was a great effort by a lot of people.
If you talk to the kids, they say, we have so much talent that when we play well, we can just blow teams off the floor. You played well against a team that played well, and you still came up with a victory, and that's a plus.
Well, no one's going to blow Ricks off the floor. They're a fine basketball team. They'll have a hard time tomorrow night with snow. I think we did take a little bit out of them. How could you not? I'd hate to have to come back tomorrow and play. I'm glad that Kansas isn't here. But, what a gratifying feeling. Now, 143, we're down by five. They had the ball. We just missed five straight free throws. We missed a dunk. It looked pretty bleak. And at 137, about 5 or 6 seconds later, we're right there. And then we really worked hard defensively. And, we talked about our outside shooting. Our outside shooting was excellent tonight. Robert Maxwell knocked it in. John Bauckham knocked it in. Wes hit some shots. And then in the second half, we boarded really well. They hurt us with their offensive rebounds the first half, and that was taken care of the second half. One of the bigger wins we've had in a long time here.
One of the things that Ricks is different this year is they're a very deep team. This is probably one of the few times this year they've run into a team that can go as deep on the bench.
Well, our bench played really well. We went down to Vitoy. We played Rich most of the way, but Gordon Anderson's a heck of a player, and he missed a few tonight, but yet he's a heck of a player and will help us as we go. But yet our bench, well, John Bauckham made the basket that really wins it for us. And then Mark Duran didn't really play much, and he's a great player as well. And in the different situations, he might be the guy that goes with us most of the time. But yet, from my standpoint, as a coach of this basketball team, I don't think that I've ever been. There was one other time I think I was any more prouder than the team, and that was the time that we came back at the Nationals to win third, a game that we didn't have to win, but yet one that they played on heart. And I think this team tonight, it was the same type of feeling. Really, really proud of them.
Very similar situation. You're down against Western Texas. You lose your top scorer, Johnny Gilbert. He's on the sidelines. You come back and win it anyway. Here tonight, you lost Sean Anderson, not your top scorer, but one of your key people, and you still come back to win, and you're 5 points down and still come back and win.
Well, there's other things, too. We talked about the team that wins.